Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills and his special guest, Katy Perry. International Radio 1.
Look at that, we even had a special jingle made.
Yeah!
Hell yeah! Hi, Katy Perry.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for coming into Radio 1.
Thank you for having me.
You were loving that Sam Sparrow tune.
I love Sam Sparrow. I'm a big, huge fan of him.
You discovered him before he was even born or something, didn't you?
Kind of. Not before he was born. I was shopping in Los Angeles and I saw a little disc of a couple of his demos by the register, and they were free, and I just put one in my bag. And this was about 2 years ago before the song even came out, and I would show everybody this song. I put it on all of my my mixtapes, everything.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
When you told the story off air, it made it sound like you were a shoplifter.
It did.
Yes.
But it was free.
I finger discounted Sam Sparrow.
Yeah, they were free. Now, this morning, this is quite a special interview for us because potentially this could be the end of the world today.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
They've switched this big machine on in Switzerland and it's taken a while to warm up. But this could be it. You could be the last ever guest on Radio 1.
Awesome.
And at any moment, we could all die.
I live my life by that.
Yeah.
At any moment, we could all die.
Interview, though. So, I mean, is there anything you would... anywhere you'd rather be right now?
Anywhere I'd rather be? No, I have my PG Tips by my side. Yeah. I'm very happy. Had a nice English breakfast.
Okay.
It was good.
Anything you haven't done yet in your life that you would like to do?
Nope. Had sex. I'm good.
You haven't seen his special pants, though, have you?
No, we'll
no,
get to
oh
that.
Gosh, do you have special pants on?
He has worn.
Right,
he has worn. No, he has worn special pants for you today.
Really?
He's made an effort.
Seriously, shut up. No, what happened?
Are you embarrassed? Are you turning red over there?
No, that's just the tan he had yesterday to make an effort for you.
Oh. Right, we were talking about this earlier. Sometimes when guests come in, it's a subconscious thing that you do. You tend to put on better underwear. Like, if it's just us lot in the studio, we will tend to wear any old crap underwear. But if, like, we've
you
had...
You would even turn them inside out.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we've had... This week, we've had Jonas Brothers. We've had New Kids on the Block. Now you...
Have you washed the mic since the Jonas Brothers have been here?
Have we washed them?
Have you washed this mic?
No.
They were...
oh, my gosh.
Joe Jonas was on that mic.
I love it.
Stop touching like that. Okay, good. But I do have pants on today, yes.
Great.
Special ones.
Me
do you
too.
Like to see them?
No,
I'll take a pass.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
She doesn't want to see my pants.
You wore
stop
them
pushing
so
the issue.
You wore them so you could show them
no,
to.
No, I didn't. That's not the point. It
this
just makes
so
you feel more
first
confident.
First grade. What panties are you wearing?
Exactly. Oh, I hate that word.
Just oh, panties.
You,
I'm sorry.
Just because you put an IES on the end?
Pants.
No, thank you.
Sorry.
I just don't like the word panties.
Panties.
Anyway. Right, let's talk about the MTV Awards.
Yes.
First of all.
I feel like I was just woke up and now I'm in London and I was... At the MTV Awards.
Yeah.
That's
how,
it.
How was it? Good?
It was fun. It was really fun. I met a lot of amazing people. I met Leona Lewis, who I'm obsessed with beyond. And I met Miley Cyrus for the first time. I passed by the Jonas Brothers. They kept me 10 feet away, though. Cause,
did they?
Yeah, I'm quite obsessed, too.
Yeah. You she would have run the girls outside yesterday.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, and I met outside. Russell Brand, who I'm in love with.
Are you?
I love him. He's so great. He's got the worst sense of humor and the best... sense of the way.
But they did. The Americans didn't really like it, did they?
No, we loved it.
Really?
I don't know. I think it's a bunch of hogwash. I loved it. I got every single joke and I was like, if I could host an award show, I would probably be as cruel as
see, we thought it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was amazing.
But every time you saw like a close up of somebody in the crowd, like you'd see Miley Cyrus and they'd look horrified.
Well, you know, they kind of trick you. You're watching the show and you don't want to miss a second, and then all of a sudden the camera's in your face and you're like, I would have smiled. I would have laughed. Come on, just let us know.
But
they caught us picking our nose or something. Like
yeah,
that.
I mean, he was quite rude about Jonas Brothers.
It was perfect.
You liked it.
I sang a little bit of Like a Virgin, and when the
how
camera,
ironic,
right? And when the camera cut out, I kept on going, but I sang instead of Like a Virgin. I said Like a Jonas. It was the crowd liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a Jonas.
Now, Russell Brand,
yes.
You said you love him.
That's very dangerous.
What?
Saying you love Russell
it
Brand.
It really is.
Oh, we all know he's spreading his seed.
He's spreading the love. Yeah.
Spreading the love,
he's
of
probably
course.
Spreading it all over LA right now.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of little brands.
You haven't
No, oh no.
All right, good.
We kissed once.
Oh, really?
But it was for a movie.
Yeah, talk about this movie, because doesn't he... You kiss him and then he wheezes over a balcony or something.
Something like that. It was a cameo. There's a couple other people that participated. I don't know, I think Christina Aguilera participated or something. We were doing rehearsals for the VMAs, and he just asked if I had cameo, and I was like, of course, you're hilarious. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, he's a nice man.
He's a nice man.
So, let's talk. You've got a promise ring like Jonas, have you? But yours is different.
Mine is a bit different, yeah.
Okay. In what way?
I think it's not really a promise ring.
Just a ring.
It's just a ring.
It's a token of a boy's affection for me.
And that'd be Travis, right?
Yes.
If you don't know, Katie is seeing Travis from Gym Class Heroes.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the one that likes biscuits.
Mm-hmm. He likes biscuits?
Yeah, cookies.
Cookies.
Oh, cookies.
That must get annoyed.
Oh, yes, biscuits.
Sorry,
I'm trying to figure it all out.
Can you pass on a message from me that I reckon that is the best song about biscuits that's ever been made?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. He is a cookie monster.
Yeah. That must get annoying, though. Crumbs everywhere, all over the bed and everything.
I hate crumbs in the bed.
Yeah. He obviously doesn't.
There are crumbs everywhere on the video.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we have a little section called True or False, where these will be things that you have heard before, but you can just say, yes, it's true, or no, it's a load of crap. Okay?
Great. Okay. Awesome. This is going to be fun.
True or false, Katy Perry? Your parents have disowned you because you sing such filth.
False.
False. Would you like to embellish that?
I think it's just rumors. You know, I haven't been to UK, and I heard sometimes the rags here like to make up stories. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I wasn't feeding their appetite for destruction, and they had to figure something out. They had to post something.
So that's made up, and you do speak to your parents?
Oh yeah, okay. All the time.
This is a good one. There's a church in America, I think it's in Ohio, which has a sign on it saying, "I kissed a girl and I liked it, and then I went to hell."
That is true, but it was changed the other day, and now it was actually graffitied on last night.
Right.
It was weird. It's weird. I have no idea.
All right.
I think that's the worst way to go about things, though. Yeah. We're like, great, we really want to come to your church. Fantastic.
Yeah. Because we think it may be, have you seen that church sign generator thing? Have you seen that? On the online?
Yeah, you think it's that, but they actually had interviews with the guy that leads up the church, and he, It wasn't that one.
Okay, we've got one here.
What does that say?
But I kissed... Scott Mills kissed a girl, but didn't like it much.
Yeah, see, that would be the one on the church.
That's on it, yeah.
No, that's generated. I'm not going to fall for that joke.
Now, also, here's another one. In Malaysia, they've censored "I've kissed a girl" and bleeped out the word "girl." So now it goes, "I kissed a boo and I liked it." Now, surely that's worse.
I know. I mean... I have no idea. I haven't been to Malaysia yet, but I'm sure that they have other interesting rules about them. But I'm excited. I'll just fill it in when I get there.
Yeah.
I'll have a big eraser and I'll be like, no, it's girl.
Yeah. Also, what do you think about all the internet versions of this track? Because there's a lot.
I love them. I call them...
I kissed a horse, I kissed a goat, I kissed your mum, etc.
Squirrel.
A squirrel is good.
Yeah. I call them the Katy parodies.
Right. Yes. Do you like them?
I love them. I feel like everybody's making their own version and having fun with it.
Okay.
Didn't you tell us that the one that kissed a horse or something turned up at one of your gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he brought I don't know if he brought the horse, I don't remember, but he told me.
you don't remember whether he brought a horse.
Well, no, of course it wasn't a real horse. It was like a small little miniature one.
He may have bought a horse, I can't remember. It was a busy gig.
Things are really fast these days. He might have brought an elephant.
True or false? You're homophobic because of the "You're So Gay" song.
Oh, that's a false, of course.
Yeah. Yes?
It's a false, yes.
Okay, good. Right, we said questions that you've never been asked before, right? Because I know that you have to do millions of interviews like this.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And we've got some listener questions, and these, I hope, are things that you've never been asked before, because how many times have you been asked now, "So, when you kissed a girl, did you really like it?" How many, do you do that?
No, I mean, I don't ever kind of, you know, have an attitude about it. I feel like I'm a new artist. I just kind of burst into the scene, and people don't really know me still. And maybe they don't know me here, especially. So maybe, yeah, I did kiss girl. So
you've been number one for ages here now as well.
Ages.
ages. Okay, here's some questions you've never been asked before from the Radio 1 listeners. Okay, this is from Brad and Wes in Colchester. Could you ask Katy Perry if she likes cream eggs? And if so, how does she eat hers?
What are cream eggs?
Cream eggs.
I can't believe you don't know what that you're missing
Cadbury
out.
Cream eggs?
Cadbury cream eggs.
Cadbury cream eggs. I do, but I can't eat a whole one because it's too sugary.
Really?
I'm that kid that had birthday cake and needed a glass of water right afterwards.
Yeah, they are quite sweet. I know
they're
what you
really
mean.
Sweet.
Yeah. Have you ever been asked that before?
Have I ever
been asked
that?
This question
no,
before?
Actually,
okay, that's
I
good then.
Yeah. Thank you.
One out of one.
One down. Okay. If you were on a desert island with New Kids on the Block, which band member would you eat first to survive? That's from Jip in Maidstone. I've got one that I want you to eat.
Which one?
The one that didn't talk through the whole interview.
I just sat on the internet.
Just sat on the internet looking
Maybe
really
Helen
disinterested.
Keller. No, I'm just kidding. He sat on the internet?
Yeah, he was sat where you are now, and all the others were there just kind of trying to look interested. And there was one just like not even looking, didn't speak
really?
Once during the interview.
Yeah,
So we didn't even know his name, did we?
No.
So we just called
let's
him.
Let's eat him.
We just called him Helen. But I think his name is John.
Let's eat John.
Okay, let's eat John.
John so. Wouldn't make a, John wouldn't make a squeak when we were eating him.
No, exactly. He wouldn't be like, he'd just be like, you know, looking at the internet probably as we ate him.
Still.
Have you been asked that before?
I haven't.
Excellent.
You.
Two out of two.
Okay. Which football team do you support? This is from Sean at work at Alliance Electronics, bored out of his flipping tree.
Football as in soccer.
Yes.
I don't watch a whole lot of it. Please don't stone me.
That's okay. I don't.
And I could...
I've got no idea about soccer.
You don't?
Nah.
Oh. Yeah. I don't have much, but of course I like any of the teams that have the hot guys.
Yeah.
Say Liverpool is what I'm being told.
It's what the one that doesn't speak is told you because he's a Liverpool
thank you.
Fan.
Liverpool.
Yeah, they have a thing going on where he is Manchester United and he's Liverpool. And
okay.
Yeah.
I love Liverpool.
See,
is that convincing?
That's going to be his ringtone now.
It is.
Over and over again.
No offense, but
I love Liverpool.
Back, you know?
Oh, don't be like that. It's only a game.
Scouser.
It's a game, yeah. Ever got anything weird stuck up your nose? From Stew in Watford.
Weird stuck up my nose. I think I've tried to boogers.
I'm sorry?
And a noodle, maybe? I don't know. You know when you suck a noodle in the wrong way and it goes up your nose?
I've never put a noodle up my nose.
I didn't put it up my nose. I was just eating noodles and I think it just went...
Well, it went in and back out.
Well, I don't know. It's weird.
You're telling us.
I know that there must be one or two listeners that have related to this.
Okay, well, let's find out. Text 81199 if, like Katy Perry, you've eaten a noodle and then came out your nose.
Well, a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. No, it will have happened to our listeners, I promise you. Okay, have you ever been asked that before?
No.
Good. I can't read that. That doesn't make any sense. You can't spell. If it was the end of the world today, what is the last thing that Katy Perry would want to do? From Lee Evans, not the comedian.
What would be the last thing I'd want to do?
Yes.
I would want to fly. Right. I would just if it was going to be the end of the world and I knew the exact time, I would probably jump off the tallest building.
Like, fly yourself?
Yeah.
Not right.
Or try, but ultimately.
I would guess that probably won't work.
Well, yeah, if you're jumping off a building, you get to fly for a second.
Worth a try.
Over. Yeah, that's true. And
you have to die one way or the other, aren't
yeah.
Because I mean, you know those dreams you have where you're just flying,
yeah.
Or you and it feels so great.
Yeah,
I would love to fly.
Okay, ever been asked that before?
No.
Dave,
we're like 5 for 5.
Yeah, we're doing good. Dave from Sheffield, does Katy Perry wear special pants like you do, Scott, for interviews?
Special pants? No.
Just regular ones.
Just regular ones.
See, it's
just
you
us. Sure you don't want to see his
no,
special
really
pants?
Not.
I would love to see his
no,
special
No, you really don't.
Special
just show
pants.
They're not my
Come
special
on, just
pants.
Show the top
special
of them.
Pants,
just
special
show.
Pants, special pants, special pants, special
right,
pants.
You've got to show yours as well.
Why am I showing mine?
You're wearing them
special,
as well.
I haven't got special pants.
They're just Calvin Klein ones. Look.
You didn't see that probably.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, they're fine. They're better than the ones I was wearing yesterday when the Jonas Brothers were here.
He had his elephant trunk thong on yesterday.
No, I did not.
Elephant trunk thong. Is
Seriously.
It a print of an elephant or is it to hold an elephant trunk?
It's to hold an elephant trunk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
I have 3 situations that we've recorded. All I need from you is what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
What's the score, anybody?
No idea.
I've lost interest in the score now. No, I haven't. I mean, I just don't know.
4-3 me?
Yeah.
4-3 to you.
Yeah.
Play along at home. Let me know how you do on 81199. Here's our first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Katy Perry?
Yes.
Coming in later.
That's why you got your special pants on.
Yeah. Now, you know her song, I Kissed a Girl and I Flipping Well Liked It?
Yeah.
And you know Neil, who works upstairs at Radio 1?
Yes.
Well, we sent him out onto the street with an experiment called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It.
Right.
Do you think... It's a random guy in the office upstairs. Do you think Neil could persuade random ladies on the street to kiss him?
No, next question.
And how many would actually like it? So here's what happened. He asked 10 people to kiss him. How many did and said they liked it? Becky.
He is quite a charmer. I've mm-hmm. heard him on the phones.
You've I'm had him on the phones?
Heard him on the phones.
All right, good.
I would say out of 10, 3.
Three.
I've heard him on the phones. None.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Neil off of the Radio 1 office upstairs with his experiment.
Do you know the Katy Perry song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Yeah.
Right, we're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. And we're wondering if you'd like to kiss a Neil. Because that's me.
No. No.
Nothing I can do to change your mind?
No, sorry. No.
Cherry, chapstick?
No.
We were wondering if you fancied kissing me and then telling us if you liked it.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm taken.
We're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil. And I'm Neil. What do you reckon, you up for that?
I can't. I'm really sorry, I have a boyfriend and I don't think he'd be too happy.
I'm Neil. And I was wondering if you'd be prepared to kiss me and then tell us whether or not you liked it.
I'm meant to be waiting for my boyfriend, but he is late. Okay. All right, let's have one more quick check out and see if he's across the road. Nope. Yep. Okay.
Okay, pucker up. Okay, did you like that?
It's a decent experience. I like that. It's good. It's a good experience. Yeah.
Would you be up for that? Okay, right, let's go. One, two, three, go. Did you like it?
I liked it.
Did you like it?
It was great.
Just wondering if you might like to give me a kiss and then tell me if you like it or not.
What's it for?
Just for pleasure, really. So are you up for that? Yeah? Okay, right. Ready? Steady? Go.
Come here.
And now, how was that for you? Did you like that?
It was lovely.
Do you know the song by Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
I hate it. I hate it. The worst song I've ever heard.
Okay, but you might like this. We're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. Uh-huh. And I'm Neil. And we were just wondering if...
Nice try, mate.
No, seriously. We were wondering if either of the two of you would be prepared to give me a kiss.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Okay, now I just need you to tell me if you like that or not.
Loved it. Every minute, yeah.
Let's go. Did you like that?
Average to poor.
There we are, that was our experiment. I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. And five girls kissed him.
Five
girls. Very persuasive.
Uh-huh. On the street and said they liked it. I think they were blacking him up.
Did he start out by choosing kind of quite hot girls who obviously have boyfriends and getting nowhere? And then did he try and spot ones who were... Think more desperate.
I think he lowered his standards a bit.
I'm just asking.
Just to get the job done. I don't know.
Doesn't matter, he got the kisses.
I thought he was going to launch straight in on her. You know when she goes, I hate that song. He's like, well, you might like this. No, ask her first. It'd be nice. So, Becky, you said 3, so yeah. You are in the lead.
Wow.
1-0.
Oh! What's occurring?
Now, you know that bloke who's... on every single voiceover ever on TV. Voiceover man.
Yeah.
We'll get to him in a minute. we called him yesterday, but that's the next one. First of all, here's situation two.
You're such a bad quizmaster, but it is very funny.
Here's situation two on right. What's occurring. Now, you know Demi off of Camp Rock?
Yes.
The people we had in yesterday with the Jonas Brothers? She was, like, lovely, wasn't she?
Very lovely, yeah.
But how many times during the interview, when she was here with Jonas Brothers, did Demi Lovato say the word, like? Chappers.
27.
Fecky.
15.
I think she did say it quite a lot. So you're saying 27, yeah. You're saying 15. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Demi off of, like, Camp Rock.
It's amazing. I've already told, like, the second I walked into my hotel, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm moving to London for at least a year. You know, like, everyone has to move somewhere else for a year. It's like, when I'm 24, I'm just going to live here for 1 year. Like, she's stunning. Someone said that you didn't. I was like, Mom, you're going to have to bring, like, packaged Taco Bell or something. Joe plays a guy named Shane. It was, like, kind of like a cabin lodge type place, and we all had, like, our own type of cabin. With some movies, you like Disney movies, you don't really get to watch them on big screen. But, like, these guys are, like, some of my really good friends, and I think everybody knows that it's, like, not like that, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, it's cool.
17 likes.
17?
17, and who did that make win, that one?
Honestly, you've written the numbers down in front of you.
That means you win. No, it doesn't.
What?
Sorry, no. What did you say?
20. You've got the number written in front of you.
I know, but I got it the wrong way around. Okay, so Becky wins that one. Sorry.
Oh. What's occurring?
So I make that one all.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God.
You're being deliberately rubbish now. It's 2-0 to me.
2-0.
Thank God they don't get you on those National Lottery quiz shows as well as just doing the ball thing.
I couldn't do that.
No, maybe not.
This is not a good audition for that either,
no.
Is it? No.
Ben Shepherd is safe.
Right, next.
Does this third question involve a voiceover, man?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
You know the guy off... he's on everything. X Factor. He's the one that goes, Rudyard!
Yeah.
We even had him on our Barry Island show, remember?
Yeah, in a wig.
In a wig.
Which fell off.
Yeah. You might have seen him on E4 as well. They actually put him on TV these days. He does the voiceover for absolutely everything on television.
These people who just say yes to any old voiceover,
I
honestly.
Know, seriously. Now, I had loads of clips of him and I gave him a call yesterday.
Right.
Here's my question. How long could we keep the world's greatest voiceover man on the phone for?
With his own voice.
Clips of himself.
Well, he's not backward in coming forward, is he? He likes his airtime, so I'm going to go for half an hour.
Chaffer says half an hour.
In the hope that the whole call will be played out live on Radio 1's Breakfast Show.
And Becky?
A minute.
You're saying 1 minute.
Bit of difference there.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's VoiceOver Man calling VoiceOver Man.
Hello?
Dave!
Hello?
Dave!
No, who's that?
Rubbish.
Who's that?
Rydian.
Rydian?
Yes.
Rydian?
Yes.
Hello, Rydian. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yes, very good.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday theory. Are you calling... You're calling Peter Dixon, voiceover artist?
Yes.
It's not my birthday today, unfortunately.
Blimey. Hasn't the time flown?
Yes. What are you doing now, anyway?
I haven't had it for years.
Are you still singing?
I wish I knew how to get it.
Mm.
Many happy returns!
Well, it's not my birthday. It's very kind of you. I mean, my birthday's in June, really, but it's very kind of you to take the time to call. But maybe on the right day would be more meaningful.
Yes. All the best, love!
Thanks very much indeed, dear.
Well, second that.
Bye, love. Bye.
It was 1 minute and 15
yes!
seconds. Go on.
Oh. What's occurring?
Two things.
Yeah.
Forget this guy. I've lost this one. But two things.
You have lost.
Was he listening to himself?
He so was.
Yep. Listen to this carefully. It's clearly his voice that he's listening to when he answers the phone.
Hello.
He's like you.
Yeah, it's like you
listening to myself again. Ain't no shame in it. Well done, Becky.
Also, is his full name Peter Dixon, voiceover artist?
You're through to Peter Dixon, voiceover artist, love.
Did he really think he was talking to Rydian then?
I did love that bit at the start. Rydian.
I want to hear it again.
Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Dave.
No, who's that?
Rubbish.
Who's that?
Ridian.
Ridian?
Yes.
Ridian?
Yes. Ridian.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills and his special guest, Katy Perry. International Radio 1.
I hope you feel a bit special because we didn't make one of those for the Jonas Brothers.
You didn't?
Nah.
Oh, they could it's have had great. The... I want it as my ringtone.
Could have had the Jonas Brothers, but we couldn't be bothered.
Couldn't be bothered. There's even three of them. There's only one of me.
I know, but you're like better.
Thank you.
You're so smooth.
Yeah. Hi, ladies. Now, a lot of people have done the noodle out the nose thing. Don't feel bad about it, Katie. A lot of people have done it.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
Someone's ex-girlfriend could inhale spaghetti and pull it out of her mouth. They split up soon after we found out that she could do that.
Oh, well, so she does it the other way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
pretty
disgusting.
Gross. Someone sneezed a Wheato out of the nose once. That's impressive.
What's a Wheato?
A breakfast cereal about that size.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's quite...
That
would hurt.
A huge nose.
Yeah.
Huge.
I had to play a nose flute yesterday. More on this later.
Cool. Yeah. But you're going to stick around for that story, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
Yay.
Yeah. Woo.
I don't have anything to do today.
Now, Chappers here, as he said earlier, he had a question that you've never been asked, so here it is.
Oh, it was all about your pants. We've done it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Right. Or I'll ask another one on the text then. Rugby union or rugby league?
Seriously, like, it's like when you say...
The league!
Yeah, there you go. Brilliant.
It's like when you say sport to me.
You guys are making me say these things. I'm going to have to tell all the listeners.
Did you go, league? Right, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Liverpool and league.
Liverpool and league. Anything with an L.
That's the only thing I've been forced to say on this radio station.
So, let's talk about Lollipop Idol for a second, if you'd like to explain what that is, and I'll just...
Well, Scott decided
it's our new show.
That Lollipop Lady... Do you know what a Lollipop Lady is?
Like
a lollipop lady.
Do they have them in America?
It's a woman who helps children cross the road on their way to school.
Oh, it looks like a lollipop.
Yeah.
And stop, children!
And we decided we would do Lollipop Idol to find...
A bit like American Idol,
but with lollipop ladies, to find out the best lollipop lady in the UK.
Have you been on a search?
No, not yet, but Scott has a theory that there are some quite attractive lollipop ladies out there.
The ones you see helping kids across the road, generally, they're not that hot, but I think that there must be some really hot ones, and we're just missing out.
Maybe there's some that start young and just like kids, you know? Yeah.
So to highlight lollipop ladies, we thought we'd do Lollipop Idol and also get some celebs to dress up as lollipop ladies.
Oh, so you want me to be a lollipop girl?
Maybe if you could just hold the sign and
right
wear the
now.
Hat. Would that be
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, would that be all right?
You don't have to wear this.
I mean, I'm not forced to do anything.
Oh.
I mean, of course.
You said Liverpool, surely.
Liverpool! League!
Now, I'm not going to make you wear the unpleasant high-vis jacket.
Let's have the hat and the jacket.
Do you want the jacket?
The jacket.
Give
oh my
me
God.
The whole deal.
She's going to do it. This will be online later. We've already got our first celebrity lollipop lady is Joey from New Kids on the Block. He was one of the ones that actually...
Yeah.
He was one of the ones that spoke.
Yeah. The other four weren't very keen, were they?
Okay, let's take a picture of this now. You're listening to Radio 1. Joe Wiley at 10 o'clock this morning, Sarah Cox at 1 this afternoon, and Nihal from 4 o'clock. That is beautiful. She's even wearing the high-vis jacket. Now that is a hot lollipop lady.
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Maybe will you be on the show?
I've lollipop. Never seen a lollipop lady pose like that.
Oh
in my
God!
Life.
Right, excellent.
All the kids have just been gawping. They wouldn't be crossing the road.
She's working it as the lollipop. Thank you so much. That's our second celebrity on Lollipop Idol. You can take the hat off now. Yeah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Katie. Would you do any reality TV?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have to be very. They'd have to. I'd have to have, like, a lot of control, because sometimes when you do those shows, when they edit them all together, you look like a monster.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd have full editorial control of Lollipop Idol.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would. You could even be, like, executive producer.
I will participate.
Yeah. This is going very well.
I think so. Yeah. It really is. Who are your famous friends, then? Because, like, you must have some good numbers in your phone book now.
I've met a couple of people along the way. I think I have a couple of people that are pseudo famous in my phone.
Okay.
Maybe.
Can you tell us who they are?
Ah, you want the dish, the scoop.
You don't have to give us the number out on air.
Oh, no. 555.
Yeah.
I met Miley Cyrus. We have a little bit of a texting friendship.
Excellent.
I know Mika a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that, because he texts our show quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask, does he always text you in capitals?
No, he doesn't.
Right. Oh.
Just us, then.
Maybe he's just really angry.
Yeah, that's
us.
What we think.
I think he is. How come that you're friends with him, then?
I met him when he came out to Los Angeles to work with a producer named Greg Wells, who did his whole last record. And I actually worked with Greg Wells for my record, and Greg introduced both of us, and Mika, I kind of took him out on the town a couple of times.
Yeah, I bet he's fun to go out with.
He's so fun to go out with. He's a hoot. He's really funny, and like, he's very colorful. Like, all of his shows are amazing and brilliant, and a very creative artist.
Did you meet any of his weird friends that he goes on stage with? They're very strange.
I love all them.
They're funny, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
There is it. In fact, there's a lollipop girl, isn't there?
There is. I thought you guys were talking about when you were saying lollipop girl. I was like, yeah, I know lollipop girls.
Do they go with him at all times, everywhere?
I don't know the specifics on that. I think that I think he might have a few different types of lollipop girls around the world, maybe.
Really?
But they're not saying stop, children.
They're not.
They're not holding signs. Okay.
What are you saying? Like, you and Miley Cyrus, why? What would you say to each other on a text? Just, I mean, you don't have to give me specifics. Just kind of.
Well, we arrived at the VMAs together.
Right.
What do we say? I don't know. We just text back and forth. Like, you know, she bought my record. I bought her record. We kind of joke about certain things. I like to have fun with the press, because I think that that's one of the greatest things, is when you have kind of a little success or whatever, you can just pull pranks. It's so fun, because everybody's kind of watching you, and you know, they always want to get some serious thing or make a headline out of it, and if you can pull pranks on them, then
you should definitely prank Gordon Pillock in the Sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He's a
Gordon Smart is his actual name. He called him Gordon Pillock.
Yeah.
They're quite good friends. But yeah,
oh, good. I will.
Definitely prank
him. He's the one to prank.
Really?
In this country, he's...
I'll be seeing the Sun today. I don't know if I'll be meeting Gordon, but...
Yeah,
oh,
probably,
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, do something to him.
Yeah.
I will. I'll do it especially from you guys.
Thank you.
I'll stop by the market and get some pants and
yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I'll say that these are Scott's pants.
Yeah, do it.
He brought them. He wanted me to bring them for you.
He loves a prank.
He does.
He's such a funster. Now, how long are you in the UK for then?
I'm actually only here for a couple of days, and then I head out, and then I come back. I'll be at the Scala in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, we're going to come see you then.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, good. And what's your next track after this? Because this is still huge at the moment, still number one in the UK.
My next track, I actually just finished filming the music video for it. It's called Hot and Cold, and it's very pop and fun.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, and the music video, like, for I Kissed a Girl, the music video is very cute and like, boop, boop, be-doop, boop, you know, very Betty Boop or ish kind of, lots of pink and blah, blah, blah. And this music video is more... I'm okay with looking pretty bad in it or looking crazy. It's the runaway groom is kind of the theme.
Also, we're loving your album. It is fantastic.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I appreciate that.
Do we have any time to visit anywhere when you're here, or are you just going to stay in the hotel and just put noodles up your nose?
Put noodles up my nose. You know, I think I'm going to see Madonna tomorrow night. So I have a bit of a...
I'll see you there.
Are you going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll be there and I'll have a...
I won't be in the seats that you're in.
Oh, who knows? No. We might be sitting right together.
Have you met her?
Holding hands. I haven't met her. I haven't met her, no.
Have you ever seen her live before?
I've never seen her live. I'm really excited.
It's really good.
So I'll see her tomorrow, and I have a bit of a light day tomorrow, so I'm definitely going to head out and do a bit of shopping because... Gosh, I get really excited when I pass by the streets and see all the fun little goodies.
We have good shops here, I think.
We have great shops.
But aren't they really expensive?
Yeah, but I'll buy little things.
Ah, right, okay.
I like accessories.
Tomorrow,
yes,
you might find out if Madonna liked your version of Like a Virgin.
I might, or she might not. Yeah. I'm scared of her. I fear her
scared.
My parents.
I'm really scared of her.
Yeah.
Really scared.
I think everybody has quite a respect and a fear of Madonna. You're like, please don't hate me.
Guy in particular.
What?
Guy in particular.
Guy in particular. I was about 2 minutes away from interviewing her once, and then she pulled it at the last minute, and I was actually really looking forward to meeting her. But at the same time, I breathed a massive sigh of relief.
Really?
I'm just like, oh, thank God
I've seen her eat people alive in interviews, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
crazy. She just called you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
What pants did you have on for that interview?
Oh, none. No.
A nappy.
None. Just a
napkin.
Yeah, and I miss myself. Right. Thank you very much, Katie, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
What a fantastic guest. Brilliant. Katie Perry, everyone.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.